Advent is marked by a spirit of joy and celebration.
With joyful hearts, we celebrate the coming King.
Advent is a time to open our eyes to our many blessings.
With joyful hearts, we celebrate the coming King.
Advent is a time to appreciate the bonds of human love.
With joyful hearts, we celebrate the coming King.
Advent is a time to remember the promises of God.
With joyful hearts, we celebrate the coming King.
Today, we light three candles, the candle of hope, the candle of peace, and the candle of joy. The light to this third candle reminds us that we have no reason to be fearful or anxious because God has sent us a Savior. We should be glad in this affirmation of God's love of room and pledge to serve Him faithfully with joy-filled hearts.
Let us go to God in prayer. Thank you, most wonderful God, for the way in which you touch us at this time of year. May we acknowledge that with your coming Son, with our Savior on His way, that we can expect miracles. And so, Lord God, at this time of year, we pray for those who are hurting physically, whether they have cancer, or they're going in for surgery, or they're recuperating from an illness, we expect a miracle of healing. For those who are saddened this time of year, Lord God, we ask and pray that you touch their hearts. Whether it be a human being that they're mourning or their pet, we ask and pray, Lord God, for the miracle of the healing of the heart. For those who are celebrating, Lord God, whether it be a birth of a new child, whether it be healing that's come into their lives, whether it be the life that you've given to us, those people who surround us that make our lives special, we thank you for the miracle of love that we find present in our lives. We bring this prayer to you because we've experienced the greatest of all miracles, of Emmanuel, of this long-expected Jesus who came into our hearts and made our lives worthwhile. It's in Jesus' name that we not only offer this prayer, but we offer the prayer that He taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
And this will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. A decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all people should be counted. This was the first census, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all people traveled to the towns of the birth to be counted.
Joseph traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which is the city of David. He went with Mary to whom he was engaged and who was expecting her first child. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloth, and laid him in the manger because there was no room for him. Joseph named him Jesus.
Thank you.
that same night, there were shepherds in the countryside keeping watch over their flock. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were frightened. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord."
The shepherds said, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us." They hurried to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and Jesus, who was laying in the manger. The shepherds told everyone that they had seen and heard, and all who heard their story were amazed. But Mary treasured their words and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned to the countryside, praising and glorifying God.
Thank you.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he became very angry.
King Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem, instructing them to return to him with the child. The wise men followed the star until it stopped over the place where Jesus was. They worshipped him, presenting him with precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. As the wise men were sleeping, an angel of the Lord appeared in their dreams, warning them that Herod planned to kill the child. The wise men fled to their country. When Herod heard of this, he became enraged and ordered his soldiers to murder all the children under the age of 2 living in or near Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Despite Herod's murderous act, Jesus was saved, for the angel had also warned Joseph. Joseph escaped into Egypt with Mary and Jesus. There they remained until the death of Herod. Thus, the ancient prophecy was fulfilled. Out of Egypt I have sent my son.
So keep this in mind. Jesus Christ, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited. He humbled himself, taking human form, being born in a lowly manger, and became obedient to the point of death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, and every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord of all.